Peter Lynham.
Well, how are you doing today?
Not bad, mate. Not bad at all.
Enjoying your unlocked state?
Yeah, it's not bad. John's closer than probably what I would like at this stage, but it's going to work out just fine.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, well, so since we last talked, I mean, they just let out the regulations when we were talking last Monday, and it's led to this furious outpouring of anger from Brian Tumaki, and allegedly that he defied the government in holding a service on yesterday.
How many people did he have at the service?
Well, of course, the truth be known that what he did was a drive-in service. Mm-hmm. So people sat in their cars outside Destiny in their big car park and watched big screens and followed the service. And the only people actually in the amphitheatre that they've got, which can seat 1,000, were 10 people who did the service from inside the church. So actually he didn't break the law. That's pretty clear, I think. And apparently the police didn't even bother attending. They weren't interested. He had talked it over with the police because clearly he wanted to appear as a martyr, but he didn't actually want to be charged with anything. But he, you know, he's reflecting quite a widespread feeling of total frustration from a lot of churches that think they're only allowed 10, but anybody can walk past the restaurants and see 100 people sitting there, and they're feeling very, well, quite irate, I think, that it just doesn't seem like a fair game.
Didn't you mention last week that, you know, with the singing and all the loud sort of speaking that goes on at the church, it has a tendency to spread the virus a lot further?
Almost certainly that's right, that when people sit, especially if they sit too close together, there is definitely a risk, a higher risk, probably than in a restaurant unless somebody starts shouting. And you can read this in either way. It may not be the church picking, it may not be the government picking on the church. That's unlikely to be the case. But just that simply, and there's a problem when crowds gather in too close a proximity, that it's, you know, classic spreading of the virus. But I think with the bars reopening on Thursday, the issue is going to become much more acute.
It's going to be so zany.
It's going to be pretty hard to maintain social distance.
What if I've had a couple of beers and I just want to chuck out heaps of high fives and I don't think about it, you know?
Yeah, precisely. So churches sound a whole lot safer and calmer than people, especially if they're a little overfueled with alcohol.
Do you think that the government is just sort of protecting the elderly because elderly people tend to attend church?
Elderly people probably aren't going near any groups at the moment. They're the ones that they're looking after themselves. You can see that when the government gave way under huge pressure on the issue of funerals,
right,
that presumably something like that could very easily be set up for churches. And there's reason to think that something is in the offing, I think, because it wasn't just Destiny complaining. I understand there was a combined letter from the Anglican and Catholic bishops, and there was a high-level meeting of representatives of most of the churches with government representatives the day before the regulations came into force, trying to persuade them to change. And I think they were promised a review in a couple of weeks. Now, Destiny probably would not be satisfied with that, since Destiny is currently, the sermon of yesterday was, the worst opponents are other Christians, according to Tumaki. He wants to be a martyr and he doesn't allow anybody else the right to be a martyr. I think, you know, it's an interesting puzzle, because as I've said to you, actually meeting online hasn't damaged too many church structures, I wouldn't have thought.
Yeah, I mean, all the content's there. People can watch it any time of the day or night.
Yeah, there's a lot of advantages.
Surely with the coming impending doom and what's looking like the end of the world, they're getting a lot of people signing up to faith.
Yes, and it's probably true that churches are picking up a bit of traffic as a result. I guess that what they feel, though, is that their traditions and ways of doing things have been much more severely affected than others coming into level two. I mean, everybody was affected by levels 3 and 4.
But still, I think
you could argue that they and sports clubs.
Well, Destiny is basically, or churches is basically in the event. They're in the event management business in the sense that they put on basically like little events. Whether or not there's alcohol or not, it's not irrelevant at this point. It's just the people gathering. So really, they're in the same boat as a lot of people. They have to do live events and stuff like that. You know, like.
That's right, but then you've got to remember.
But they don't have to pay tax.
Probably 20% of churchgoers are going to event-styled churches at the moment.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're picking, and that's the youthful element as well.
Mm.
So it's a pretty significant numbers that we're talking about.
Yeah.
That are involved like this. So I
Does
see.
Does Destiny have a TV channel? TV show?
Pardon?
They got a TV show, right?
No, they do it online now, but right. Life and a number of others have got TV shows.
Mm. So what do you think? Do you think that the government will loosen up restrictions on churches?
I think level 2's regulations, I mean, both need tightening up and loosening up, you know? The line was drawn in great, considerable haste.
Yes.
And I think that some bits of it feel quite dangerous. And particularly, you know, too much socialising is obviously quite risky. But at the same time, they're going to have to loosen. I mean, you can see that they have loosened up, for example, about going to shops and putting your name down and contact details down, and now they've backed off that. So there's a good deal of lack of clarity. I think that effectively what they need is for churches to come up with a safety policy. And when churches have a safety policy, then they should be allowed to meet up to a certain level. And probably the number of 50 or something like that would make some sort of sense.
Well, from what I've heard, God is everywhere. So
yep,
they can
true.
Pretty much get their JC anywhere they like.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But then religion is partly a product of ceremonies, of rituals, and especially for Catholics, not being able to go to Mass and receive the Eucharist is a major issue. In fact, there is one church that's doing it from the doorway. You arrive at the doorway and pick up the consecrated bread and then head off. And that's another way of doing that. But it's a pretty strange measure.
Indeed. I guess they'll just have to adapt. We'll see how this plays out.
So, yeah, we will have to see how it plays out. But as I say, I think some concessions are really called for, but they need to be not done the sort of, we can do whatever we want to. We don't want to end up. It's interesting because, see, in the States, this is a much bigger issue than in New Zealand. In the States, people are claiming the First Amendment as giving them total right to do what they want to. Whereas in New Zealand, we're basically pretty compliant.
That's the thing about freedom, eh? It only has to do with your direct self. It's hard to think about freedom in the sense of other people being free to live.
Precisely. And freedom and fairness. There was a book years ago that contrasted America and New Zealand and said that New Zealand loves fairness, America loves freedom.
Right.
And in a way, this religious debate is part of the fairness-freedom debate.
It's basically, to me, that's being selfish and then sort of compassion for others. That's the two.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, the States are having a shocker time. People are loving having a little protest over there, eh? Like, finally, I've got something to be mad about.
That's
yeah.
Yes, and they don't seem to care that they're going to die.
It's crazy. But also, I think they're just doing a half-assed job of locking down, you know? Like, we went 100 in, and it was only a month, and, you know, now we're kind of getting back normal. Whereas they're just dragging it on, and it's like, far out, man. Like, you just got to either do it or don't, you know?
And, of course, I mean, the thing that will really change in New Zealand is once the airlines are flying again.
True. Of course.
And that's when the risk of the disease, because essentially
we are lucky to have a little island,
has eradicated in the country, but it's not eradicated in the world.
Yeah, but that's what makes us so sexy to other countries. We'll be the non-COVID place. That's hard. All right, Peter.
All right. Interesting.
Thanks, mate.
You're welcome. Good. See you.
See you, mate.